Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. You know the drill. You've got questions. You want to find out more about something. david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, if you want to go back and listen to old editions, fmr.co.za. What am I talking about today? When is it time to upgrade your phone, your computer, whatever that bit of technology is? It used to be that we upgraded our tech on a regular basis. The new models seduced us with their new science fiction-like features, wowed us completely. We had to get that upgrade. We stood in the queue. Well, if you were me anyway, not the Luddites of you out there, but these days, the reality is upgrades seldom feel like upgrades. Upgrading an incredibly fast phone to a faster one doesn't make your life better. An incredible TV to a more incredible TV, nor does a marginally better camera or 4G to 5G. So when is it worth it? Obviously, if the new feature makes your life easier or solves a problem, for sure. Like for me, the new iPhone's ultra-wide lens meant I seldom needed to carry a dedicated camera with me anymore. But that's not a decision tool for most of us most of the time. For me, there's another path or two. So first, let's talk about value. One of the reasons to upgrade is the first of a couple of approaches. First, the first approach is every time the new device of whatever you've got comes out, sell the old one immediately. This will leave the old one with the best underappreciated value. You're going to get maximum value back. Selling a nearly new model of tech just as a new one launches is easier to sell, first of all, and secondly, you get the most value. And you only have to suffer the incremental difference in price. It's a good strategy. Sadly, the downside is you never really get the feel of an upgrade that way. The incremental differences between the outgoing and the new model are often only felt when you go back to the older device. Boiling the frog slowly, as they say. On the other hand, you do have the luxury of always having the latest and greatest, if that's your thing and you like that kind of thing. So the other good strategy is keeping your old device until it's worn out or breaks completely. And this is the exact opposite strategy. And very often in that case, your insurance is going to cover the long overdue upgrade if that's what happened to it eventually. The best part is you will tangibly feel like you got an upgrade when you go this way. And of course, you've earned that depreciation. It really is valid that you've run it into the ground, and it is a decent option to think about. But let me change the conversation a little bit and ask you, in terms of the environment, consider the opposite, not changing. No matter how environmentally friendly manufacturing becomes, an old one, yours or someone else's, is better for the planet than anything recycled, repurposed. It's just, there's no way to manufacture better than that. You're never going to have positive manufacturing as far as the environment is concerned. Also consider if you're better off acquiring one of the early adopters' hand-me-downs. You get the benefit of that initial depreciation we were talking about earlier. The last point to consider, though, on the opposite side of the scale is safety. If the new device makes you feel safety or lose safety, consider the consequences of an upgrade. Look at this through the lenses of physical safety or even productivity, but also through the lens of data security and privacy. Please consider those when you want to upgrade or don't upgrade. A new upgrade might enhance your safety or reduce it. You need to make sure that you know what you're getting into. And really, the bottom line, will the new toy improve your life? Remove you from the umbilical cord of a charger because your battery is on its last legs and it isn't worth replacing? Or is life taking longer because your device responds in a glacial time frame? Conscious consumerism is a thing. I lastly implore you to consider the implications of how our habits and our economic habits affect the environment. And that's it for me this week. Think about whether you're going to upgrade. It really is a consideration worth having. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, you just want to comment on what I said today, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.